Each row of the chart is used for a different student work sample. It is a good idea to number each sample so that when you work in groups, you can make sure that you're talking about the same samples at the same time. For each sample, you will answer three questions. The first question asks what the student work demonstrates about their understanding of the content in general, while the second asks more specifically about the standards you identified. These are intended to give you a better picture of how well aligned the assignment or activity is to the targeted standards. The third question asks whether the student actually demonstrates proficiency. This may provide helpful information about how to score student work. Also, if a majority of students don't demonstrate proficiency, the group can consider whether it is related to the assignment or if it's about the lesson that preceded the assignment. You may notice the directions tell you to skip ahead to step 4 if there is no scoring guideline or answer key provided, although that may be a judgment call depending on the situation. On the next slide, we will look at student work sample number 1 together. Before advancing to the next slide, look at the chart and think about how you would respond to the three questions.